Welcome to 101.9, your favorite station. Chai FM. The time is now 9 and 12 minutes. The date today is, what is it? 6th, 7th? What is it? 7th? I think the 7th. What is it? Really, you know what? Wake up in the morning. The 7th of November and the 9th of Heshvan. And the year is 5780 in the Jewish calendar. I want to talk about Judaism this morning. I'm again alone. Liel Tengad got out of hospital. Hopefully he's going to feel better and everything will be fine. But right now in this stage of our lives, we're sitting with half Liel. So I'm not going to force him coming to the studio and tell his opinion. Over and above that, he's a left winger. So I'm the only right wing right now. I'm the right wing here at the studio. There's a lot of things happening in the world today. What good things are happening in South Africa? There was a great weekend when our team, South African team, won the title, the world title. So it's like give us a nice push of everybody came together, and it was really a great atmosphere. I hope it will continue that way. It will. I'm sure there's a great nation. Under all that crime and corruption and whatever we have here, there's a great nation hiding just deep under. There's a lot of things I want to talk about today. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to talk about everything, but what can I say? So one thing I'm going to say is, for all the bad things I said all the bad things I said about South Africa this year, I'm really sorry. This is Chicago. I'm going to play some nice songs today. Hopefully you like it. If you just anything special you want, please talk to me. Call me. And we're back. Thank you for staying. Not we, actually. And I'm back. Thank you for staying with me. What do we have here? What do we have? So first of all, I want to talk a little bit of crime about South Africa. I pulled some crime statistics about South Africa 2019. Everything you need to know, obviously on the internet, everything you need to know, you can check it from the central statistics of South Africa. So it should be right. So what do we have? Just a comparison between 2018 and 2019. It's not that 2018 was a year which we didn't have crime, but all right, contact crime. I'm not sure what it is, but contact crime. 600 from 601,000, there's an increase of 2.6% to 617,000. Contact related crime, it was 115,000, now it's 117,000, 1.6% increase. Property related crimes. What is that? That's a minus. Ooh. We've got a minus 2.5% property-related crimes. Other serious crimes, we got an increase of 1.4% from 438,000 to 438,000 reported crime. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know what? If I wasn't like a guy that likes to laugh, I would have cried. Total. Well, what do we have total? In 2018, we had 2 million, almost 2,100,000 reported. And in 2018 we almost 2.1 million. 2019 we got 2 million. So it's 4% actually reduction in that. Then we have sexual offenses discovered as a result of police action. Listen to this. Do you listening what I'm saying? So police actually done something. So they discover more crime. Or a result of their action, 19% increase. So from 6,701 to 7,976. I mean, those are just cases that are discovered of a result over police action. This is this is really, really crazy and ridiculous. Oh, by the way, our telegram numbers are 061-895-1019. SMS to 34519. It will cost you around 50. But you're most welcome to join my my discussion. We've got some SMS with you guys. I'm going to come back to you just now. But carry on, carry on. In the meantime, yeah, commercial crime. We had in 2018 we had 73,000, and in 2019 we got 83,000, increase of 14.4%. Ridiculous, awesome. Whew, we burn stuff. Yeah, so it's from 3,869 to 4,000, so another increase of 5.5%. Sexual offences. Here you go. We're on an increase here too. 4.6% increase from 50,000 to 52,500. Crazy, 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 crazy. Attempted murders. So people that tried to kill you, but they didn't shoot right. Or they stabbed you not in the neck, they stabbed you on the arm or somewhere, I don't know. So basically, attempted murders with 18,233. And, that was 2018. 2019, almost 19,000. We're 20 short of 19,000. Don't forget, those are reported. How many people do not report crimes because they think maybe the police won't do nothing? They think they're going to be abused by the police anyway. So think about that. So if everybody will report the crimes, it would look, I believe, totally different. You should report. You must report. But yeah, common assault. Common assault. We've got an increase of 3.7% from 156,000 to 162,000. Murders. Wow. Reported murders. Eh. All right. It's from 20,000 to 21,000. 3.4%. Oh, wow. Crazy, huh? Stock theft, 2.9% increase. Assault with the intent of inflict grievous bodily harm, 2.2% increase. Common robbery, 2% increase. Malicious injury to property, 1.6% increase. Robbery with aggravating circumstances, 1.2% increase from 138,000 to 140,000. Robbery at residential premises, 0.8% increase. Not a big increase. Oh, here you go. Burglary at non-residential premises stayed the same. 0% increase. I don't understand. What are we doing here? There's no decline of nothing. There's only increase. Oh, no, there is. Robbery at non-residential premises, 0.3% decrease. Not bad. At least we got a decrease. Okay, what do we have more? Truck hijacking. There's a decrease of 1.7%. Only 1,182 trucks were hijacked this 2018. Oh, no, only. All right, what do we have more? Theft out of motor vehicle. Out of or from motor vehicle. 3.2% decrease. That's because you didn't complain, most probably. I just think that we have to complain because statistics are, I believe the statistics are correct, especially when it comes from a reliable source. But if we don't report them, and I know many people, and sometimes even myself, that we don't go to the police because, oh, you say, well, what am I going to go to the police for? They only broke the window of my car. I'm just going straight. Unless there's a crime that's supposed to be, like the insurance will have to cover it or whatever, then we go to the police. Otherwise, we don't, which is, for my opinion, quite bad. What more do we have? What more do we have? Yeah, so that's in connection with crime. And you know what? As crime as it is, I don't think we're living in a beautiful, beautiful country. And if there's something that we can really do to help the country go, let's do it together. Let's try to do something. Not only complain like I normally do. I don't know what to say because, you know, I do only complain. That's the best I can do right now is only complain. No one gives me the tools not to complain. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening with the gold, how the price affect us as well. You're the inspiration, Chicago. Thank you for staying with me. It was a nice joke. Hi, Roy. Nick is saying, hi, Roy. In 2017, 2018, in the war in Syria, 20,000 people were killed. which means we are living in a war zone. You mean Israel, I think, Nick. War zone for sure, definitely. The Middle East was never a quiet region. It actually never was a quiet region. It was always like problematic, especially in the last 70 years. This is the commemorance of Israel. It's not a quiet region. The whole Middle East is actually a crazy, crazy area. We are living in a place where, Israel is the only democracy around. All the others never tried to be even a democracy. Lebanon is like tried once or twice, but they're not real democracy because they are specially made government, specially made country to hide to protect the Christian people against the Muslims there. At the time, France give Lebanon the independence, up to date in Lebanon, every president has to be Christian. Prime Minister, I think, has to be Muslim, and then you've got another, but one of it has to be Sunnah, the other one has to be Shia, and I don't understand exactly what's happening, but that the whole idea of Lebanon as a country was just to protect the Christian population there, and that was idea done by France, I think, at the time by General de Gaulle, he was a prime minister, if I'm not mistaken, it was him. Even up to date, there's five families that ruling Lebanon. Corruption is style South Africa. But if you're looking at Syria, Syria is completely, completely a dictatorship, that was running by, a father that, it was running to start with Assad, the father, now Assad, the son. Almost 1 million people died in this war. That's taken now, I think, 7-8 years. I don't know how long is the war is going on. And, so if you're asking if we're living in a war zone, definitely living in a war zone. People to say, we have to live with our swords up. We don't have to attack anybody, but, we have to maintain our power. Many people say, why do we need an army? We can make peace and that's it. Think twice, my friend. Think twice. Who are you dealing with? And, that's it. I want to talk a little bit about gold. If anybody has any questions, please ask me. So, how do you know? I mean, what is gold? People, you got a gold dealer. We want to sell a little bit of gold. And they tell you, you know what? They tell you now the gold price is, I don't know, 600, 700, whatever it is. Gold price is determined by LME, which is a London metal exchange. The LME will determine, the world price. It's normally in dollars. And we translate it to rand. Everybody can log into a goldprice.org. There's a site that's widely available. Goldprice.org. You can put it in rands. You can put it per gram or per ounce. And then you know exactly the value of gold. When we talk about 24 carat. So gold, we look at percentage or we look at carats. So 24 carat is equals to 100%. Therefore, 9 carat equals to 37.5%. All right? 37.5% of 9 carat. What is extra in the gold? So there will be 37.5% gold. The rest will be, depends. If it's white gold, a little bit of silver, a little bit of maybe brass, and and copper or something like that. And that will determine white gold. If it's normal gold, normally copper and brass will be inside just to make it a little bit hardy. And that's for 9 carat. For 18 carat gold, that's exactly double the amount of gold in the mixture. So 18 karat gold will have 75% gold, which is double 37.5% plus 37.5%. It's exactly 75% gold. And the balance will be all the other additives, maybe to make it harder, whatever. That will be a little bit of brass, or maybe nickel, some zinc, whatever they put in. But it's only going to the 25%. Then you got 22 carat, which is exactly 91.6% gold. And the balance is a little bit of additive. And then we've got 24 carat gold. Many times you'll find the people come and say, oh, it's 24 carat, and it's not. The only countries I've seen gold 24 carat and is widely available, will be Thailand and China. So they make stuff from 24 carat gold. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a little bit softer than normal, but there's nothing wrong with that. People in those countries think that gold is a very good investment, and therefore they hold gold as an investment. It's not bad. It's actually a great investment, gold. But at least, you know, it will always buffer all the, like if there's an increase in, if, for instance, the rand will drop to 20 to 1 on a dollar, you know you're going to get, for your gold at least, you're going to get that amount because you can cash it always for a dollar related price. When we're looking at, when we're looking at the gold as a gold, first of all, it's a nice to have a very nice jewelry or whatever, but it will not keep the price of the jewelry. So meaning when you go to one of the fancy shops and buying, a gold jewelry, it will not per se keep the price because you're buying it at a very, very high price. Unless you're buying something like a Kruger rand, which will really, or Kruger rand, or any other medallion, doesn't have to be a Kruger rand, or any other medallion that can keep, and that it can keep that can keep the value, right. For instance, right now at this moment in time, the full gold price is 704 rands per gram. And, 704 rands a gram, that will make, it's very simple to calculate, 704 rand, if you calculate and you time it by 9 carat will be worth 264 rands per gram. 18 carat will be exactly double than that, 528 rands a gram. And, so on. I mean, for instance, 22 carat, it should be, if it's 704, it should be 644 rands a gram. So, if there's anything else that you want to know, please let me know. I'll explain to you. But gold is very simple, straightforward and simple. So if you buy something not too fancy from the shop, as an investment, gold would be a very, very good one. Unless you're overpaying for it. If you're paying gold price, or maybe plus 10%, 15%, it's good, it's still all right. Because I do believe that... if I take, for instance, if you look in the year 2000, gold was $375. And today, let me check in dollars, $375 an ounce. An ounce is exactly 31.1035 grams. So if we're looking at today, from 375, it's $1,485. So 375 to $1,485, you got huge... I think, 400 or 500% that you made over 20 years, which makes not bad investment. Over and above that, it kept the rand going. I mean, it's still on dollars, the dollar increase. So think about that. 2011, we had a huge, markup of the gold. The gold went up to $1,900 and then dropped to now it's sitting at 1485. So yeah, it takes up, there's ups and downs, but you never really lose a lot of money collecting gold. Gold is very nice. The only thing is when you collect gold, try to keep it in the bank safe or, but not in your home. In your home, the people that work with us, intend to know that we've got this kind of, jewelry or this kind of asset in our home. And, eventually you're gonna find yourself with a gun in your face and you'll have to give away everything you got. So don't keep it at home. We're going to come back just now and we're going to talk a little bit about insurance and, should you or shouldn't you, invest money in, buy is big insurance, you know? Is this just fantasy? I don't know why I've got the Queen with the Muppets, but, I'm going to go for something better. We'll talk about something nicer than that. Let's go for, that's a wonderful song. I like it. Thank you for staying with me. So, after we heard about the traffic cops, And I hope you like yesterday. Oh, one of my best, eh? I mean, to think back and say, you know what, there was some, how beautiful were the Beatles. And so shame they couldn't come back together. I mean, two of them already gone. George Harrison and John Lennon. And, yeah, that was Liverpool a couple of months ago, and go to the first place where they started singing. It was a place called the Cavern. It's like you're going, it's like a wine cellar that built in, I don't know how many stories, like three stories under the ground. And it's still pumping. It's so beautiful. And everything around it looks like a Beatles stuff. And you must go there. If you ever go to Liverpool, you must go to the Cavern. What I want to say, our telegram number is 061-895-1019, SMS 234519. My name is Roy Peretz, and I'm here till the next 10 minutes or so. We're going to be here before they'll kick us out of it, give me out of it. What do we have? So we've got, all right, how would I know if I have a diamond? Can I come to you? Would you find out? Where can I find you? Thanks, Leon. Oh, I just, it was an advert just now, 341 Jansmans Avenue. I'll tell you immediately if it's a diamond or not. It's really not a big deal. We don't charge anything, not for, if you guys, I'm sure many of you came to us and you know that, we give the best coffee in town, and over and above that, you don't wait too long, and we give you a directly estimation, and or if you want a cash price, we will give you a quick cash price for the items you hold. I give you the best advice. I believe I give you the best advice. If not, why would you come back again and again? So I give best advice when it comes to what to do with jewelry, what to do with your stock. If you immigrate, if you don't immigrate, if you stay in South Africa, which would you, should you, what you should keep in your house, what you shouldn't keep in your house. I know what sells. I know what's good to invest. I know what's good to keep. So Leon, if you want something, please. I got an old Rolex in a box from my grandfather in working condition. Would you buy it? And where can I come and meet you? I love you guys on TV. Ah, I love you too. You're watching still the TV. All right. I don't know. They said the History Channel will shut down, but it didn't. The only thing is shut down, I think, from A&E Networks, which the History Channel belonged to, is the Crime and Investigation. I think that one was closed down, or not transmitting anymore, but History Channel is still going strong. So we're still there, and hopefully our new TV series will come up. They call it The Hustle with Roy. And, yeah. So basically it's there where I fix stuff. People come to me and they want to not fix like a mechanic fixing. It's like if you want to buy yourself some great present that's worth like 2 million, you just give me the carte blanche and I'll go buy it for you. And it's amazing and really nice. And you see how I drop prices out of people. But yeah, the pilot should be in. We should go to MTV or somewhere around there. I'm not sure what the channel will air this show, but I don't know, one of those reality channels or whatever. So it's going to be, just look for that, The Hustle with Roy. Dollars right now, it's 1470, what is 1477, the euro is 1636. How the dollar, suddenly the rand making muscles. Is that maybe because we won the World Cup? I don't know. The British pound, even the British pound, don't, the rand is getting stronger. The British pound is at 1899. The Australian dollar is at 10.18. What can I say? Not bad. The rand is flexing his muscles. All right. So, yeah, there's another question here about insurance. So, what is it here? Is insurance cover worth having? So, it's a little bit complicated. First of all, yes, definitely it's worth cover. I insure everything. Except my wife, because for me a reason, if something happened to her, they'll blame me. They know, so don't insure your wife. Other than this, you must insure anything. Our telegram number is 061-895-1019. SMS is to 34519. The time is now 9:47 minutes. It's worth having insurance. Why it's worth having insurance? All right, let me explain to you. So first of all, make sure that the stuff you insured, actually you insure it in the correct value. What do I mean? When you go to a shop and you get, let's talk about jewelry, and you buy a ring and the ring costs you 50,000 rands. 5 years later, You go to the same shop and you ask for a valuation. They give you 50,000 rands for valuation, whatever, and you insure it. The real value of the ring is not really 50,000. You insure it for much higher than the real value. Find out how much you will be happy to get if, God forbid, this ring was stolen from you or was gone or whatever happened to it. Find out. That's what you have to find out. Maybe you can find the same diamond and the same piece of gold or platinum for 20,000. Insure it for 20,000 then don't pay those crazy high premiums for stuff that it's, not worth it. Another thing, stuff that you don't wear, or sell it, or keep it in a safe. Don't insure it and just pay premiums. That's crazy. You're putting your life in danger, and over and above that, you're paying for it. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's really not worth it. And I think people will insure their cars at full value. At the beginning of the year, the value will be X. A year, I mean, I believe a car can drop in value between 20% and 30%. Just make sure you call your broker once every few months and ask him what's the value of the vehicle and readjust. Always readjust the values. When it comes to motor vehicles, when it comes to anything that you're insuring, your home value. Your home value is the only thing that actually costs you cheap. Go for it. You have to have at least a fire cover. If something happened to your home, you don't want to rebuild it. So you have to have fire cover. I hope that answers your insurance question. Let me see if I've got more questions. Yeah. Let me see if I've got more questions. Newer to own a Kruger and buy it in slice. Another thing is, a Kruger and cost today, if you go to buy a Kruger and today, it will cost you at least, let me see. Yeah. I just want to see here in rands. It's about 22,000. I think about 23,000 rands. Call it 23,000 rands today if you're going to buy a Kruger and. So if people don't have money, why won't you buy every couple of weeks, buy a tenth of a Kruger and? You're allowed to. Buy a tenth of a Kruger and. So instead of paying 23,000, you can pay 2,300. Make it your investment. Make it your, I'm putting some money on the side. Why I like Kruger and? Because it's not like money that you put in the sock drawer that if you need, you'll take. Kruger and is a little bit more of a mission. You have to go to Roy, he'll cash it for you, or go to whoever to cash it for you. So, I do believe that Kruger and will be the right way, because you're going to put it aside, and you'll try not to cash it. Unless your son, your daughter get married, you need some money, or you do something, so you use it like you use savings. Now, why not putting in a bank? It's not a bad idea to put the money in the bank. The only thing is you get today, I think, between 6 and 7%. And from that, they take 50% tax. I don't think you're making too much. And whatever percentage you make, it's on the rent, which goes up and down like crazy. So gold will always keep the value. Maybe you're not making too much, but you're always definitely keeping the value. So at least your money does not devalue. What more can I say? I've got this guy here standing, so I'm going to... how long do I have? 2-3 minutes. All right. So let me see if I can continue talking that... I'm not going to say what I'm talking. Yeah. So, so insurance cover. We talk about insurance. And, hi, Roy. Would you buy vintage cars? Actually, his name is Derek. Derek, yes. We actually tried to have some sort of a partnership with motor vehicle experts in the UK, and we started buying vintage cars. So if anybody have vintage cars, please bring it to us. It's really great, and it's still a beginning of a business that we're doing, so it's not something that we're running a full blast, but it really works. So if you got any vintage vehicles, please bring it in, and we'll see what we can do. I have to play this song. Can I play this song? I'm playing the song. I say goodbye. All right. I play the song. Don't forget before I come back. I'm going to play that one. But what I want to do, that's Baker Street from Jay Rafferty. But before we do that, I just want to say the weekend, Liverpool is playing on the weekend with Man City at Anfield. And please, guys, just hold fingers for me. I know you don't like Liverpool, but only for me. This is Baker Street, Jay Rafferty. Come back to you in a sec. as much as I love Jerry Rafferty, and sadly died alone in his house a few years ago. One of the best, really, Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. Someone asked me, it's Derek, same one, yeah. You spoke about Krugerrands. Would you buy other gold coins? Yes, definitely. Gold coins, we are all open to buy. Basically, same price as Krugerrands. I mean, if it weighs the same, it is the same. A Krugerrand is 22 carat. Remember, I've talked to you earlier in the program about 22, 24 carat. Krugerrand is 22 carat, but it compensates on the weight. So instead of having 31.1 grams and being 1 ounce, it's got 33.9 and... It is 1 ounce. It contains inside 1 ounce of gold. I just want to say goodbye to you guys from myself, and have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. Love each other. That's for me and Jerry Rafferty.